Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, there are those who travel to be here in spite and despite, you know. And while we're praying, the Spirit of God told me to tell you that you are walking in doubles.
Yes.
And you know, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even those that did not travel. Well, I mean, that is the beautiful thing about the Word of God.
Yes.
I thought it's like rice that is being shared. If I say, you know, I have two plates for those that share, but it is legal if you get up and take extra. You will not say, because I didn't travel, I will not take extra. Do you understand? All right, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I was just thinking while I was coming up how that some folks are not really participating, just sitting down looking around. And I thought, you know, you shouldn't be gingered in the house of God. And I remember that in the days of Jesus, something similar happened in Mark chapter 5. He was going to Jairus' house to heal his daughter. And the Bible says the multitude thronged on him. There were many. That means they were touching him. You know what it means, strong? You know when you say the press? I think that's where the word press came from, the media. Right, the press, the press, the press. All right, okay. And, you know, there were a lot. They were all touching him and nothing happened. A lot. Only one woman touched him and he noticed. Are you seeing that?
Yes.
Jesus is in this place.
Yes.
So we can all be here and nothing might be happening. Of course, not for me. And one person, and that is me, we take a hold of him and something would happen. So it's a choice. Yes, you receive in abundance. It's a choice, really. Right? It's a choice. You can choose to pay attention, participate. Do you understand? Fight your body, because your body is your own. You make your body, you subdue your body, get involved, or you can sit down and be looking and nothing is happening. You know, most people think when I see Jesus, my life will change. I've told you how untrue that statement is. Judas saw Jesus. Did his life change? No, he was still a thief. The Pharisees were followers of Jesus as per trekking up and down with him. Did their lives change? No. They were provoking him. They were plotting to kill him. Think about it. They were seeing him. You think if I saw Jesus, I would just fall down in worship. This one saw him and they were planning to kill him. They were not moved. And they tried to stone him. Think about, if Jesus was in front of you, what would you do? Don't say, I'll just lie down flat. Jesus was in front of these Jews in John 8, in John 10, and they picked up stones. Not in adoration, to stone him. And this is not gravel. I told you guys, it's rock. It's help us carry too. No. And they would have killed him. That was how they killed Stephen. Do you remember? So this is not, this stone touched me. Let's hide. No. In Luke 4, the Bible says they dragged him from the synagogue, dragged him to the edge of the to the edge where the city was built, to push him down headlong. What did he say that offended them? To push him down. They wanted to kill him. My point is this idea that if I see Jesus, something will change. It's not true. His word, let me just emphasize on that. The Bible tells us in Luke 16, Jesus was talking. And remember that rich man and Lazarus?
Yes, Pastor.
And how the rich man went to hell. And I told you that you don't need magazines of people telling you how they went to hell. We have an example from Jesus himself that tells you what happens in hell. So the rich man went to hell. And, you know, then he saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. And hell was so bad. Was so bad. You know, some people say, if I go hell, I know get killed. You see, that is the blindness of Satan. Say, if I go hellfire, I know go care now. I know. People even joke about it. After all, my uncle go there. My wife go there. My brother go there. You go get estate from that place. Because you think you have time to think about that. The rich man was there. He didn't say, I can't wait for my siblings to come. So that will be many. No, it was so bad. He told Abraham to send Lazarus
to warn his brothers not to come here.
Think about how bad that, you know, at times some people like group suffering. What did you get in the course?
48.
What did you get?
49.
I got 47. They failed us. They failed all of us. You see, now you can, someone can now ask you, what did you get? 47, no. What did you get? 42. You see, when you're suffering as a group, you don't mind. It's normal. You know what I'm talking about. But if you got 42, what did you get? 70. What did you get? 80. What did you get? 92. What did you get? But you see, in hell, hell is so bad. The rich man couldn't even tolerate that. He said, tell my brothers not to come. This place is too bad. He had eyes to see, but he's in fire. What does that tell you? It means the eyes regenerated. They will born, come back, born, everlasting suffering. Everlasting suffering. And that's not where I'm going to. I'm trying to say that if you see Jesus, not imagine. And then when he told Abraham to send Lazarus, Lazarus has tried in this life. Send Lazarus. So he's a houseboy. Even in Abraham's bosom, he can't rest. He said, send Lazarus to tell my brother. So in other words, he wanted Lazarus to appear as a ghost. He said, he told Abraham that if someone rise from the dead, they will believe. I know my brothers. Living person cannot talk to them. They need to see ghosts. If they see ghosts, they will believe. You know what Abraham said? And it is Jesus that was telling this, so it happened. It's not fiction. Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. What's he talking about? Talking about the law, the scriptures. He said, if they cannot believe Moses and the prophet, they will not be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And this is how the Spirit of God in heaven, they think. If you are not persuaded by the word of God that you're reading in your Bible, if you like, see vision, nothing will change. Nothing will change. And so, Jesus is in this place. We are in the presence of his word. Are you in this place?
Yes, Lord.
Don't be like the Jews that saw him and nothing happened. They were in his presence and nothing happened. You are not as unwise as they are. In the presence of God, you are expectant. Are you in this place?
Yes, Lord.
And I was thinking while I was there how that, you know, there are some people, while the message is going on, they stand up to receive. And someone can say, this one is doing notice me. And I just thought, well, you see, if it's only us that is in this place, and the person is doing that, you can say this notice me is in vain. But Jesus is also here.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, I want Jesus to notice me.
Yes.
Do you understand? So someone else can be angry by my side that I'm standing up and down on my back, so you're always blocking me. But as long as Jesus is noticing me, that's good enough. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you ready now? Glory! Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's get into it. Have your seats. Thank you. Who is the person always reminding us? You're the one. This time, okay. So that's one more for you on Sunday. You know, I noticed that I've promised many people here. Many people. But I'm like my father, his messes are new, everyone. All right, are you ready now? Last night we learned about Jesus being the brightness of God's glory. And one of the things we emphasized yesterday was that when you come to the presence of God, presence of the Word of God, there are things you might need to adjust in your life. So you make the adjustments. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
And in the morning, we learned how that you adjust how you behave. He says God hides things, revelations from the wise and prudent. Now, being wise and prudent is a good thing. But in the presence of God, he says, be a child. He says, be converted and become as a child to enter into the kingdom of God, to experience the kingdom of God. You see, don't become too wise, too logical for God. He says, if you're like that, he will hide things from you. This is different from you will not see it. He will hide it. That means he's active in the process. And boy, you don't want God to hide anything from you. And then he tells us that he hid it from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. The one who rejoices in the presence of God, accepts everything, he says that person will get revelation. And so we learn that you have to adjust your behavior in the presence of God. Adjust your behavior in the house of God. Don't become too sanctimonious, too much of a know-it-all. Do you understand?
Yes,
honor God's word. When the word of God is coming, honor the word. I'm amazed. There are folks that go to church and they are comparing their dressing with others. I'll have a word for you later. All right? But you're not that way. He says, you're like babes. So you adjust. You adjust your behavior. So maybe normally you're a bit reserved in the house of God. But once you see this and you want revelation for your life, you adjust. You drop the reservation. Do you understand? You drop the reservation. Oh dear. Let me share something with you. I was reading, was it this week now, of a lady who said she entered a keke. I don't know if you saw that also. And when she entered the tricycle going to her hostel, the guy was taking another route. It's in this Lagos, so not somewhere else. Taking another route. And so she and the other person was telling the guy, we don't know this route. And he said, no. We really want to get there fast. Now, you know, tricycle, it's open. She said she didn't know. She can't even explain how the next time she found herself in a bus, and they were not entering the bush. Diabolical things are real. Now, why am I saying this? In case that happens to you. All right, not you. In case that happens to you, hear the word of God. Because evil day is different from different people. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
You don't beg the kidnappers. I'm talking about dropping your reservation. There are some things you cannot be reserved about. So he's telling you in the house of God, when it comes to receiving from God, drop the reservation. It matters like that. 1 minute you're in keke, the next minute you're in a bus. Don't ask, how did I get here? You're still wasting time. Because people talk a lot. Too much talking. I told you yesterday in the word of God, in the presence of many words, or in the midst of many words, sin is present. Waste of time is present. If you found yourself in that situation, lose the home training and speak in tongues. Do you understand?
Yes,
don't say, how did we get here? No. You stop communicating in English. Do you understand?
Yes,
I'm saying it because it is important. Now, the lady shared different things. This is a reputable, well, not all these magazines that just share blogs, nonsense. This is a good media house where she shared this. And she said there are many people there. And so, this is not, of course, you are not scared. Are you in this place?
Yes,
the greater one lives inside
yes.
of you.
Yes.
So, I am teaching you how to do something. In case that happens. So when that happens, or if it happens, what do you do? You speak in tongues. You leave the reservation. You don't beg them. You don't beg the devil. He is wicked. Do you understand? You don't say, please, sorry. For besides, why would you beg the devil? For what? You don't beg the devil. You just start speaking in tongues. You speak in tongues. Say, all of you are in trouble. Now, you might not feel like saying it. Do you understand? But your feelings are not you. So you might be shaking. You see, say, all of you, you're in trouble. La kabaya, reboko su kabaya, rabako so kobakade. And they will drop you. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah, so you drop the reservation. But any other thing relating with people, be a kind, nice, measured person. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
When it comes to receiving the word of God, you lose it. When it comes to activating the power of the Holy Ghost to go out from useless situations, you lose the reservation. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
All right. So we are learning how to adjust things in our lives. So when you see things in the word of God, you adjust, you make adjustments. All right?
Yes,
and we learned last night how that Jesus, the one that we follow, was restrained in his words. He didn't just speak anyhow. Because he said in John 14, verse 10, that as he speaks, the Father in him doeth the works. So he didn't just talk anyhow. So when you hear that kind of thing, you make adjustments. You see that? You make adjustments. You speak only the word of God. The Bible says in John 3, verse 34, the one who God has sent speaks the words of God, for God giveth him not the spirit with measure. Do you understand?
Yes,
that means God gives him the spirit without measure. God gives him the spirit fully. So anytime he speaks the word of God, all of the Holy Ghost is released. And you want to be that person. And so you're not loquacious, you just talk anyhow. You just, no. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You make adjustments. We also learned in the session that you should be conscious of the Holy Ghost inside of you. The glory of God has come to dwell in you. Glory shall never depart from your life. No more Ichabod. That has been retired with the Old Testament section. The Holy Ghost is called the glory of God. And he has said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He dwells in you forever. Glory is in you forever. Glory will never depart from your life. No matter how bad it gets, it will end in glory. That is the promise of the word of God. It will end in glory, no matter how bad it gets. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we are learning from Jesus. You remember what he told the woman at the well? He said, if you knew the gift of God. You know, that means Jesus thought having the Holy Ghost is beyond just speaking in tongues. He can do things. He was so conscious. He said, if you knew the gift of God and the one who is talking to you, you ask of him and he'll give you living water. So conscious. And that is the same Holy Ghost in Jesus. Is the one inside of you.
Yes.
Don't ignore him. Don't act as though he's not there. Be conscious of the Holy Ghost. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Because he's God himself. And he's your advocate. And he's your comforter. And that's comfort that fixes things. So if you knew the comforter with you, you will not complain if things go bad. Because he can fix the situation. So you have to be conscious of the glory of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And do you know, as you learn from Jesus, and the things you learn from Jesus, you take it into yourself and you walk with it, grace is multiplied in your life. Do you know that?
Yes.
Multiplied. Increased by multiplication. And what is grace? In grace you have favor. As you listen to that and you make those adjustments, favor is multiplied in your life. You know, there are different levels of favor. Someone can say, I was just on my own after MMCM and someone called me and said, send your account number. And I did. And they gave me 5K. Okay, that's still you. 5K is important. Come on.
Yes,
so if someone gave you 5K, that's how you behave. Hey, dear Lord. Always be grateful.
Yes, Pastor.
Do you understand?
Yes,
all right. So that's one level of favor. Someone else can say, after MMCM, someone has my account number and just sent me 70,000 naira. You see, the expression has increased. Are you seeing it? So if you're looking at expressions, just by expression, you can say favor multiplied. Do you understand? Someone else can say, after MMCM, someone asked if I had a dorm account. They only asked them. Did you notice the faith? I didn't say anything. You don't know if it's $1 they want to say. They only asked. But that's you.
That's me.
And then said, go and open, go and open. I want to send you something. And you go, you open, they send $10,000. Now, of course, this is not being materialistic. I'm just trying to tell you that as you listen to the word of God and you learn of Jesus and you walk in that reality, grace is multiplied in your life. It's multiplied. And not just grace, peace is multiplied in your life. What is peace? The peace that stems from prosperity, calmness. Do you understand? Peace doesn't mean everything is quiet. You can be at your home now and the children that normally make noise, they're not making noise, they're not playing football outside. Someone says, how are you? Say, ah, this place is very peaceful. That's not peace. It's just quiet. Peace is a state of rest because you know everything is functioning perfectly. The peace that comes from prosperity, it says, we multiplied in your life. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Let me show you it's in the word of God. 2 Peter 1. And I said, those that traveled in spite and despite is double. Yes. I want to ask Sandra why she's getting up. 2 Peter 1, verse 2, please. Verse 2. Philip is forever standing now. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. You know, some people, you know, he's telling you that everything you're looking for, if you focus on the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, grace and peace will multiply in your life. At times people think, when I finally get that job, they pay me 250,000 naira, I'll have peace. It's not true. Because they get it now, the rent increases. They go and get a car. They have to change shock absorbers. Now, lots of things. So those things don't guarantee peace. Do you understand? But he's saying if you focus on knowing God and the Lord Jesus, grace and peace will be multiplied in your life. You multiply. And this is not because someone said this is 2 Peter 1 verse 2. This is greeting now. It's like when you want to start a letter. Have you ever seen Christian letters? It's always greetings in the matchless name of Jesus. I just always think, you know, they think Jesus was very happy in the way people say these things. I see different ones. Greetings in the matchless name of Jesus. Greetings in the unfailing name of Jesus. Unfeigned name of, in the victorious name of our mighty God. But this is not greeting. This is a reality. This is Peter. He walked with Jesus. And Jesus said something. Have you ever seen someone that comes into your house? Very funny, folks. Peace be unto this house. Yes, so it's like a greeting, right? Yes. But when Jesus said it, he didn't think it was a greeting. Yes. Go to Matthew 10. 10 verse 12. Likadosu kabradesh. He says, when you come into an house, salute it. This is so important. He said, salute it. Salute the house. That means there was something special about you.
Yes.
When you come into a house, salute it. Verse 13. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. Does this sound like a greeting? No. He says, when you enter, drop something. If there was commotion, drop your peace. But if they refuse to accept it, carry your peace. And you know, that was how it functioned. Go to John 20. So he expects us to be walking on this earth as extraordinary people, knowing what to carry inside. He said, when you enter a house, drop something. Drop peace. Salute it. 20 verse 19. Now this is after the resurrection, right? Okay. Then the same day, that's the day he resurrected. At evening, being the first day of the week, that's Sunday, all right? Where the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. You see, he did what he said. He said, peace be unto you. Go to verse 20. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. 21. Then said he unto them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. I'm trying to say, when he tells you grace and peace, is multiplied in your life when you listen to the word. So if someone says, I want to go, I want career advancement. While it's good to learn the skills and technical know-how that you need, all right? There is the impartation of the Spirit that will cause the advancement. Yes. And so meetings where you get to learn of the word of God and know Jesus are so vital for your progress in life. They're so vital. So as you heard the word of God yesterday, and as you're listening to the word of God today, grace, peace, multiplied. That means your expectations will have to increase from today. Have to increase. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. So as you learn of Jesus, you make adjustments, right? Adjustments in the way you behave, adjustments in the way you talk, the way you think. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And as you learn of Jesus, grace and peace is multiplied. Look at the bonus, the blessing. And then do you know, as you learn of Jesus, you're walking in your call. We talk about the hope of his calling. Why did he call you through the gospel? Let me show you. Go to Romans 8. Some people ask, you know, I want to know my purpose in life, purpose in life. And until people, their purpose in life, the desire to know their purpose in life becomes their idol, becomes their God. Everywhere they are talking about purpose, they are there. Have they found it yet? No. It's not like they've not found. What they found, they are not sure it is the one. Becomes an idol. But just remain where the word of God is. Romans 8 verse 29. It says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also what?
Called.
So you see, he predestinated them, then he called them. Go to verse 29. It says, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, the word conformed here is not the same word in Romans 12, verse 2, where it says, be not conformed to this world. No. The word conformed there is from the Greek sumorphos. Have you ever heard of the word morphing into something? So it says that the right range should be, he predestinated you to morph into the Lord. Do you understand? Into the image of the Son. That means you rise up into that image. And the Bible says in 1 John 2 verse 6 that if you abide in him, you ought to walk as he walks. So when you learn of Jesus and you begin to adjust your life just to function just the way he functions, you're walking in your calling. You're walking in your calling. So how can that give me money? That's why it tells you grace and peace will be multiplied in your life. How can you say, if I talk to God and pray, how would I get money? This same word of God, Jesus Christ himself, told Peter on two occasions, cast your net for a catch. The result from that instruction, from the word of God, was more than what you can learn in school. More than what you can learn, you know, you can produce. You know, at times someone can teach you, go and do it, and nothing will happen because it's fish. They can run away from you. So if you spend time in God's word, you're not losing out. Throw away that carnal mindset. How can I spend time in God's word and then how will I pay the bills? The word of God made all things. He knows how to direct things towards you.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes, Pastor.
Let me show you. Go to 1 Corinthians. Yes, he is directing things towards you. Is that Kolade? Is that Kolade? Then this scripture I'm going to read is for you, Koladi. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 8. It says, and God is able. So when you spend time with the word of God, and with God, recognize who you're spending time with. Leave this mindset that you're spending time in the Bible. How about the money for the month? How will you increase it? Look at what he's telling you. He says God has the ability. God is able to make all grace. I mean,
you will not be the one looking for the grace. He will make all grace abound towards you. Oh. Oh. You will be going from office to office saying, please favor me now, please favor me now. No, the favor will be looking for you. Someone can just call you and say, you know, we have an opening. How much are you being paid? We will double it. Hold on. Hold on. Have you not heard that happen before? He says God can do it. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. He says that you always lekaboko sukabaya. Lekad ogred izaboko sakaya. He didn't say, please let's have our seats. Let's have our seats. All right. He says that you always, not only in the beginning of the month after you got your salary and then in the middle of the month your stock. He says, always having all sufficiency in all things. All. He says, may you abound to every good work. It means that anytime you use your mind to do something, you have the resources. Yes. He says, this is what God can do. He's able. So if you spend time saying, I want to know the Lord, I want to get better my friendship with the Lord, you are not wasting time. Are you in this place? You're not wasting time. He says that word you're spending time with has the ability to make all grace, I say, to just be gravitating towards you. I love it. He could have said, God is able to make you find favor in the eyes of men. That means you'll be the one going to look for. No, from in your room. It will be coming. All grace. All. You know, there are people who say, this person is graced in finances, but not graced in favor. So anytime the person works hard, gets money, but not really, people don't really dash that person's money. Do you understand? And someone says, okay, this person is graced in this aspect, but not graced in that aspect. That limitation is removed by the word of God. Because he says, he's able. So someone can say, how can you be a student, you're active in church, you know, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing that, how do you have the ability to do that? He said, God is able to make all grace abound towards you. So in everything, you are 100%. Yes. Yes. And then he tells you, as you study the word of God, that grace and peace is multiplied. Yes. I mean, you're just trapped in this realm of abundance, yes, possibility. Yes. So spend time with God's word. Are you in this place? Spend time with God's word. You're not wasting time. This is what the word of God can do for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Spend time in God's word. All those things you're concerned about, you take care of it. But spend time knowing God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Deepening your fellowship with Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as you study the word of God, He expects you to renew your mind. Renew your mind. And that's one of the things we learned yesterday. How that Jesus only spoke life until it got to unproductive circumstances, then he killed it. So you speak life. When it gets to that cancer, that lump that is not productive, you tell it to die. Are you in this place? Yes, go to Romans 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. He says, and be not conformed to this world. When I was in school, I thought this instruction was so revealing. I told you, pay attention to things that he's saying that is not obvious. He says, be not conformed to this world. What does that tell you? It means you're different. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
You're not of this world. So don't conform. Don't bend. People think that we are trying to escape our human nature. No, you are different.
Different.
It's the other way around. Don't conform. It says, and be not conformed to this world, Don't be. Someone says, I'm just pressured. All my friends, they go to club. I don't know what to do. Change friends. Or go to church. Let them follow you. But don't be conformed. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. The word is metamorpho. That means undergo a metamorphosis. Change states. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
Leave the former state behind. Change state. By the renewing of your mind. So he's telling you that when you study the word of God, you are changing states. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
Let me give you an example. Water is in how many states? Three. You learned that in school, didn't you? And by sense, you just know. All right. So you have the solid state, you have the liquid state, and you have the gaseous state. Now, the solid state, there's some limitation. The liquid, free to move. So if the water wants to, you know, expand, all right? You, or if the solid, the block, the ice block wants to expand, you melt it and it gets into the liquid state. So it can go far, right? But if you want to go farther and rise higher, it changes states to the gaseous state. So he's saying when you spend time with the word of God, you are changing states. Meaning that you can go further and rise higher. But the word there, metamorphosis, is even a more stronger word, because remember the butterfly and the caterpillar? The caterpillar, that's the example they always gave in school for metamorphosis. So the caterpillar metamorphoses into the butterfly. Have you ever seen, they say, scientific discovery, breaking news? A butterfly has gone back to being a caterpillar. Have you seen that before?
No.
Oh, come on, talk to me. Have you seen that before?
No.
They say, we've never seen this thing before. The butterfly was flying, then it just entered. Because that change of state is what? Permanent. If the butterfly will undergo any other change of state, that should become what? Better. So it says, when you spend time with the word of God, you are changing state.
Yes.
You are better. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
She says, be not conformed to this world, but change state by the renewing of your mind. And so you see things in the word of God and you make adjustments. The way you think begins to change. But this is where I'm going to, and we'll close for this session. It says, but be a transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you renew your mind, you would prove God's will. You will not be going and asking, I don't know if it's the will of God, though. Should I go outside the country? I don't know if it's the will of God, though. I don't know if I should move to Magodo and start VI. I don't know. You're not sure of the will of God. It says, when you renew your mind, it is you that will prove the will of God. So God expects you to get to that state where you're not always asking questions. You're always not always doubting or wondering or confused. But you get to the state where you know this is the will of God. And this word proof is even more active than it seems. It's from the Greek. Let me get it for you. Dokimazo. Anyhow it's pronounced, it's them that know. But get the explanation. All right? This word, dokimazo, all right, means scrutinize. It also means recognize as genuine after examination. And this is the picture he gives you. How many of you have traveled before? All right, let's use traveling because there are other examples. But let's say travel by, you know, plane. Now you have to put your bag in that stuff. Do you understand? Then they check and check. Do you understand? Then if there's something that is not legal, you know, they call your attention to it and you have to remove it, all right? Or if it's really bad, they arrest you. There's no removing it. You can say, am I carrying this thing? Let me go and drop it. No, arrest you. All right? So that machine gives you the example of dokimazo. Let me get another one. Have you ever tried to pay money in a bank and then, you know, they take the money and they put it under a particular light to check if it's real or fake? Has that happened to you before? So you go and they check. So they can tell which one is genuine after examination. So the one that is genuine, they drop it. The other one, they tell you it's not good enough. That is the word, dokimazo. So he's saying that when you renew your mind, you can scrutinize things and know which one should be allowed in your life and which one should be rejected. Are you seeing it? You cannot, this is the will of God, so I allow this experience to happen. And you cannot, this is not the will of God, so I reject and I refuse this experience. Now, when you renew your mind, you will not be thinking things like, God gave me this sickness to teach me a lesson. Because through the word of God and renewing your mind, you realize that sickness is not from God. He's the one who anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil and God was in. Now you think that's good enough, but even Jesus, the Bible says, by his stripes we were healed. He tells you how passionate he is against sickness. So he can't use that to teach you. When you renew your mind, you can prove this sickness is not of God, so I reject it. Are you seeing it? You see, by renewing your mind, you will prove. You will scrutinize. You will know the will of God. You can be on your own and, you know, you just notice a growth. Say, this cannot be God. Growth, die. Are you in this place? And you're on your own. Maybe they give you an opportunity that seems very good. But you can prove through the word of God that this is not from God. This is not from God. So I'm going to say no. Look at Jesus. I said, we're learning from Jesus. And I told you, anytime you hear about Jesus, pay attention. For multiplied grace. In this place,
yes,
anything about Jesus should catch your attention. Someone can be talking about different things. When they mention Jesus, you hear. Are you in this place?
Yes,
now, look at Jesus. In John chapter 6, the Bible says that he just fed 5,000 people, over 5,000 people, with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. People didn't even know where the food came from. But after that, when he was done, this is so beautiful. When he was done, he told disciples to go ahead of him. He closed the service, met with them, told them bye. Chances are, that was how he found out they were coming to make him king by force. Do you understand? This is not, please run for office. No, by force. Whether you like it or not, they will kidnap him and make him. Because if someone can feed over 5,000 people with bread from almost nothing, the economy of the nation has changed. Are you in this place? I mean, they don't have to think about food again. They will become the wealthy nation, the full nation. So they were coming to make him king by force. Now, you know, it was after that meeting he walked on water. But they had gone. Thank God they had gone. Because if they saw him walk on water too, they say, our transport sector. So this one is thinking of our economic sector. Our transport sector, minister for finance, CBN governor, and then transport secretary and minister, and then president. The by force will be very strong. But they were not there, all right, only disciples. And the Bible says he knew that was not God's will for his life. He was already king. Oh. You know, at times, and this is so important. You can have that guy who, you know, has abandoned God for that position in that company, sweating. Or you have someone else who is sweating to get to that company, sweating, and doesn't know that God has already given him that company in future. He doesn't need to sweat. So he ignores his fellowship with God because he must get entrance, he must get network, he must do this, he must do that. Not knowing. Remember Hezekiah? How that people from Babylon came to visit him, and he started showing them around. That's why it's not good to be loquacious, be a discreet person. Showing them around, this is that. When they were gone, Isaiah the prophet came to meet him. I said, who are those people? He said, they're from Babylon. He said, so what did you do? He said, I showed them around. And, you know, God, as I said, God would have given that country to you. He would have. Same thing with King Asa. He went to beg for help to defeat Baasha, the king of Israel. The prophet came and told him that God would have given you that king that he went to help and ask for help from. He would have given you that nation. And so Jesus didn't need their royal ordination. He was already king. And he had a greater kingdom. Are you in this place? He knew he had a kingdom. In John 18, he told Pilate, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom of this world, then will my servants fight. He knew he had a kingdom.
But they were offering him something that seemed too good. But he proved, he scrutinized, he knew this was not the will of God for his life, so he refused it. So he's saying, by renewing your mind, when you learn, so you see the benefit of the will of God so much. Number one, you're fulfilling your call. Number two, grace and peace is multiplied to you. Number three, that word you're listening to is able to make all grace abound towards you. Number four, as you're listening to the word of God, you begin to scrutinize events, people, situations, words. You scrutinize the things you hear. You know, this is not what I should be hearing. So you refuse to hear it. Are you in this place?
Yes.
They can say there's a killer disease. Now you're going to hear all the symptoms. Should you be hearing that? You should be hearing the word of God.
Yes.
So someone says, I want to tell you how the thing used to spread. You say, keep it. He says, you renew your mind that you may scrutinize. Accept as what is genuine. You only accept the things that are genuine in your life and only the word of God is good enough for you. You accept it. The ones that are not good, you leave it. Remember I told you, if you have a dream and it's not good, you dash Satan. He says, I give it to you. If it is good, it is mine. Are you seeing that?
Yes, Pastor.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So every time you have to spend with the word of God, in meetings like this, camp meetings like this, you have to spend the word of God in prayer because we're going to pray. Don't think you are wasting time. Don't think there's a business I should have closed now. There's a deal. There's a deal I had to close now. I love what Phoebe said. She said she told the interviewer to hold on. You think about that. That's such a risk. But I always think, you know, at times people are so far from God's word. They lose sight of what God can do. How can you put an interview on hold for God and he will fail you? I mean, that is faith in action. And he would honor your faith. Are you seeing that? He would honor your faith. So anytime you spend the word of God, take it seriously. Things are changing inside of you. And remember our prophecy for this camp meeting. Out of the rock will come water. So naturally, the rock has no business with water. But the word of God is able to cause water to come out. So maybe something you naturally could not do or you were not qualified for. Are you in this place? You were not qualified for. You need 7 years experience. 20 years experience. There are some parastatals you need 30 years experience to get. He says through the word of God, water can come out of the rock. And instead of going to look for it, the Bible, God is able to make all good about you. There's the one that will call you and say, you know what, it's time for a promotion.
Yes.
So take your time in the word of God seriously. When it's time to pray, pray. Pray. Because what God can give to you, man cannot give to you. Pray. When it's time to listen, listen. When it's time to get involved, get involved. Participate. Put yourself here. Speak in other tongues.